are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The potential association of modern technologies such as biometrics, RFID chips or other tracking devices with the mark of the beast has indeed been a subject of discussion within some religious and cultural contexts. Is this a concern of ours too? So we are unpacking this as this aspect of the mark of the beast. And my elder is joining us once again, Elder Obed Ningandu. My elder, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Danile. How are you doing today?
I am good. And today we're speaking about all things chips and stuff. Wow. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to ask that before you start. Can you please pray for us?
Yeah, let me pray. Our Father who is in heaven, we are grateful yet again to have an opportunity to sit and listen to your word. We recognize that we truly need your Holy Spirit to guide and direct, even as we discuss matters relating to the mark of the beast. Thank you for your goodness, for leading us this far, and for what you have for us in store. This is our request in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, my elder, we've spoken a lot about the mark of the beast, right? And today we weren't going to be looking at, you know, technological concerns. So looking at the issues of your biometrics, your RDFs, your chips and all of those things, you know, how do these discussions within our church consider the role of modern technology in relation to the mark of the beast prophecy?
Okay, so we don't hold a view that modern technology is the mark of a beast. I think that's number one. I know there are certain people that will push that agenda. But as a church, we believe that, like it's been explained before, the issue around the mark of the beast has to do with the issue of who God is in our lives. Is he supreme? Is he King of Kings? Is he Lord of Lords? And once we understand and accept him as such, we know that no other thing can dethrone him from his rightful place, which is a Lord of Lords in our lives. And for that reason, we know that no matter how pressured we may be, we will not back off. We will still hold on to the faith that Jesus has there. Has blessed us with. But then we believe, though, that technology will aid in the enforcing of the restriction on those who hold onto the faith of Jesus Christ. For example, you see, if you look at what is happening, in the olden days, for you to do any transaction, you have to go to the bank, right? But today, you just pick your phone, and you do your transaction, and that is it. Okay, so if someone decides to block my access to online banking, it simply means that I will not be able to transact. But say that to that, you see, it's not just about the phones now. In our country, we have what we call a TPIN, a taxpayer identification number. Now, it is a requirement for every person who holds an account to have a taxpayer identification number. Now, what happens is that once you default, once you are found guilty on anything and your TPIN is blocked, what it entails is that you are blocked from transaction. You are blocked from accessing your account. You are blocked from importing things. You are blocked from transacting. And pay that. We also have what we call a tax clearance certificate. The tax clearance certificate is normally given to taxpayers who are compliant. If you are deemed to be a person who is not compliant, you will not be given this certificate, and therefore you will not be able to trade. Now, these are just a few examples that would block us from trading, even as the enforcement on those who refuse to get the mark of the beast is going to come down. You may want to also appreciate that most countries, especially the developed countries, are pushing the agenda of a cashless society. Even us developing countries, that's what we want. In our space as a country, as Zambia, we envisage that once we move into a cashless society, we should be able to mobilize more taxes. Because the ones that avoid tax collections are the ones that deal with cash. Now, everyone is excited about this. Now, when you move a society, when you move your society into a cashless society, what that means is that, you see, you cannot buy, you cannot transact with money. Mm-hmm. You either need a card or you need to have more online facilities to transact. And this is very easy for us for those who will hold on to the truth, to be blocked from selling and buying. So for me, in terms of technology, the mark of the beast is not a chip. The mark of the beast is like we said, is a symbol or is a counterfeit seal of a counterfeit God. Mm. But it will add, the technology will add in enforcing the consequences of refusing to accept the mark of the beast.
So looking at these concerns that are there, Mfundiswami, how do now as believers do we balance the concerns about the potential fulfillment of the biblical prophecies with contemporary privacy issues?
So when you look at the issue of privacy, maybe we can start with most places people are reluctant to give personal details. For example, I don't know in South Africa, but here in Zambia, if I go to the hospital for the first time, you know it's a requirement that I should indicate my denomination.
Mm.
All right? Now, the question you should ask, Zanile, the question I should ask is that, what is the relationship between my being sick and my denomination? So you notice that almost everywhere you go, in some places, even at the bank, as you open an account, you'll be required some simple questions. They come in a subtle way to indicate what denomination you belong to. And eventually, we are getting in a level where information, we give information that is personal and information that relates to our being, and that sort of, for me, is prying on privacy. Then be that to that. You look at what is happening. We have cameras around. We have security cameras, and these cameras are able to see or to even pick what you speak when you are in the car. To some extent, those who are nearby those cameras, these cameras are able to pick what you say in your own house.
Mm.
Now, with that, we also know that there are smart TVs.
Mm.
You see, today you can switch off your smart TV, but it can still pick what you're talking about.
Mm.
It can still get to those levels together with the smartphones. In the olden days, these smartphones that we had a few years ago, You could remove the battery, but you can't remove the battery anymore.
They saw my elder that when you remove the batteries, it's a problem.
Exactly. So what you're looking at is that, can you imagine that in your own house, you are not free to talk.
Mm.
In your own house, you're not free to express yourself. In your own house, you are wondering, if I start praising God, if I start doing this, am I going to be classified as a fundamentalist? Because you know that your TV will pick it up, your phone will pick it up. You know, all these technologies. Yes, technology is good. We're not saying technology is bad. But we should be ready to pay the price that comes with technology, because it has taken away our freedoms. And these freedoms include, you see, knowing very well that whatever you say, whatever you write, whatever you view, it is going to be picked by someone else. Now, and one more thing that I would want to state here. Have you ever noticed, if you are speaking, say, for example, you're speaking and you're talking about CVs, no, I just want to check on my CV. I just want to update my CV. The next time you come on the phone is that what is on your feed is actually a CV.
Mm.
It's like the phone listens to you. It's like your phone is actually responding to you. You say, okay, me, my favorite club is Manchester United. The next time you go onto YouTube, Manchester United feeds are coming on YouTube. What does this mean? It's technology has definitely encrypted it come into our space and has taken a lot of our privacy. That I'll submit.
Yeah, ne? It's a lot. And you are right. Every time we think about this thing, smart TV, smartphones, smart watches, you know. Yeah, I'm wearing one. Smart watches, smart cars, smart everything. You know, these days when we park, my elder, we don't bump other people's cars when you park because everything is, you see everything on your cameras, you know. Quite interesting, though. Quite interesting. So looking at these discussions about technology and the mark of the beast, you know, so are there any discussion in terms of the ethical implications of technologies that may be linked to the mark of the beast? Or are we just saying, hey, this is what is currently happening in terms of technology. Be on the lookout and there's nothing to worry about.
So for me, maybe my concern is not so much as ethical, because you see, what with ethics, things, you know, that it varies. What do the Americans think? What do these ones say? For me, I think that the concerns are moral. Okay, I actually think that it's an immoral act that people can get your information and use it against you, you know, and use it and crush you in and take away your freedom of expression. You see, for me, that's an immoral issue. But you see, again, I want to state that the difference between God and the devil is that God gives us the freedom. Can you imagine that he created us, but he allows us to either insult him, to turn our back, and you'll not do anything, but not with the devil. The devil's way of doing things is that he takes away the freedom. He shackles us up. Whether it is through technology, whether it is through, there's nothing you can say about the devil that you can come to me and say, this, he gave me freedom. Nothing. Everything concerning the devil, no matter how good it is, it's enslaved. It's like he is a slave master. Now there's this quote that I want to emphasize on the issue of the devil being a slave master.
Yeah.
The earth was dark through misapprehension of God. That the gloomy shadows might be lightened, that the world might be brought back to God. Satan's deceptive power was to be broken. This could not be done by force. The exercise of force is contrary to the principles of God's government. He desires only the services of love, and love cannot be commanded. It cannot be won by force or authority. Only by love is love awakened. To know God is to love him. His character must be manifested in contrast to the character of Satan. This work only one being in all the universe could do. Only he could, he who knew the height and depth of God, the love of God, could make it known. Upon the world is dark night, the Son of Righteousness must arise with healing in his wings. So my point is, the only place we can find freedom, the only place we can find love is in God. The rest is if we decide against God, we know we are up against an enemy who will make us slaves, and slaves for sure.
Indeed, you know. So do these discussions about the potential association of technology with the mark of the beast, my elder, lead to specific actions or preparedness measures within religious communities, and then people now start acting serious because of their connections there, or it does not have that effect?
So my submission would be, information is power, okay? Forewarned, forearmed. God, through his servant John, has revealed to us what is coming. Ours is not to fear. Ours is not to start saying, what do I need to do? Ours is to deepen our relationship with him, to put him first and best in our lives. Now, when things are fine, because there's coming a time when our faith is going to be tested. It will be our natural tendency to obey him, even when we are threatened to death, because we have exercised the beauty of the relationship now. There is no need for us to panic or to be apprehensive, because Jesus, our Lord and Master, has gone this way before us. And we can chillax, even though the heavens fall. You see, the Isaiah 54 has this reassuring statement. It says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my love for you shall not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on us. Mm. That should be our assurance. We shouldn't panic. We shouldn't worry. Yes, we know there's this coming, the mark of the beast is coming and persecution will come, but this shouldn't lead us to a point where we wonder, what is going to happen? How should we prepare? The best thing we can do right now is simply live have a good relationship with God, and when that time comes, He will give us the strength. You see, like He says, He will give us wings like eagles to fly over the trials that we are going to meet.
As we close this one, me, I love technology, but as we close this one, you know, are there teachings or guidance provided on how believers should navigate these concerns in their daily lives? Because we saw my elder, I think even during the COVID times, where it was like, no, you know, they're putting a chip on you, they're putting this on you, you know. So how then now do we navigate these concerns regarding technology? Others, they have completely cut themselves off from technology completely, my elder. They don't use anything technology related, even the phone, you know, that Dilili phone, that phone, you know, those olden phones, you know, they're still using those ones. They are not upgrading to the new ones, and it becomes a problem. So how now do we navigate the issues that, yes, technology is there, the world is advancing, but it does not relate to the mark of the beast, or it does, but these are the precautions that you ought to take?
Certain things that we should be grateful for. Mm. We're grateful for technology. For example, you are in South Africa, you see, and I am in Zambia. Mm. And using technology, we're able to broadcast. Mm. Isn't that lovely? Mm. You see, there are people who say, no, me, I'm not on WhatsApp because WhatsApp is full of scenes and stuff like that. You see, you can get to a level of being an extremist. Mm. And this is what we should avoid as Christians. Mm. We should avoid these extremes. We should stop being fundamentalists. Mm. We should understand that, yes, it is very important maybe let me put it this way. As a Seventh-day Adventist, we truly promote a lifestyle where you can go live in the country, you can grow your own vegetables, you can have a healthy lifestyle. But you see, we shouldn't live like hermits. We should live like Christians. God says you are in the world, but not of the world.
Yes.
The difference is when I pick my phone, when I'm on WhatsApp, what do I post? Mm. Do I post what the rest of the world are posting? Or do I post the best? If someone reads the best a day from my status, will that be a blessing? Yes, it will. If I'm on Facebook, what am I posting on Facebook? You see, we can still channel this technology in a way that will bring glory to God's name than just shying away. Because when we shy away, when we start having attitude towards technology, what will happen is that we'll become, it's like we want to end salvation. Mm. Again, I want to repeat, we don't keep the commandments of God to be saved. We keep the commandments of God because we are saved.
Yes.
Yes, you see, it's a product of God's grace. So even the issue of technology, you don't fear that, well, if I use a smartphone, if I use a smart TV, if I use a smart car, I have endorsed the mark of the beast. Mm. No. What we should understand is that whether you use the smartphone, whether you don't use the smartphone, as long as you have accepted God as your personal savior, the mark of the beast will come. Okay. However it comes, it will still come. And what ours should not be fearful. Ours should hold on to the fact that we have a God who loves us, and He will go to length to ensure that we are taken care of even during those period of that period of time.
Indeed. My elder, we are speaking via technology and we are using our technologies, you know, laptops, phones, cars, everything is technology there. So thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about that. Any closing words on this issue of technology? If not, my elder, please do pray for us.
Okay, so before we pray, again, I want to emphasize, we can get to the extremes. The extremes are that we can see the mark of the beast even where it's not. Like you said, people were looking at COVID and they were saying, this is the mark of the beast. You know, but COVID has passed. And where is the mark of the beast? You see, the issue about worship is bigger than technology. But we should not, of course, also be blind to the fact that technology will be used to ensure that we put in our right place, as it were, for denying to accept the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Our Father who is in heaven, yet again, we thank you for this time you gave us to hear you speak to us. Our prayer is that teach us to wait upon you, to have confidence in you, to always trust you, that there's never going to be a time when you allow us to be alone. You are going to hold our hands despite the consequences that will come because we have stood on the ground of truth. Continue blessing AWR, even through the Seed Media team, as they continue broadcasting to baptism. This, Lord, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, thank you so much for being with us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day too.
Bye.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.